everyone. As you can see today, there is no translator sitting beside me, you know. Because Echo suggests I try myself. Although I never did it before, so this is the first time I try to do the translation for myself. So if I encounter some difficulties, please kindly help me, okay? Yeah, I might got stuck in and I think of certain expressions. So anyway, this is the first time of my doing my own oral translation. And today's topic is continued from the previous talk. The 10 great vows of Samantabhadra. 我先用英文讲，然后用中文讲，这是一个办法。 So I switch the order. I speak in English first, and then I translate it into Chinese. Agree? Of course. Okay, so 今天我要讲的题目是延续我们上次所说的普贤菩萨的十大愿。我们的 Echo 菩萨他建议我自己做翻译看看，所以我就今天试试看。这是我的第一次翻译不好，请大家多帮忙。也可能有一些 用语我不熟悉，好，谢谢。那我们上次last time we have gone to the fifth vow, so today we will start from the sixth vow. 今天我们从第十一个大愿开始。The sixth vow is what? 请转法轮, to feed the Buddha, to turn the Dharma wheel, right? Do you know what's Dharma wheel? And the expression comes from an Indian legend. The legend says that there were a kind of king named as Treasure Wheel King. Because this king has tremendous merit and power, so whenever the king went on an inspection tour, there will be treasure wheels falling from the sky to lead the way for him. 请转法轮这样子的一个说法是从印度一个传说来的。 印度传说有一种国王叫做轮王，因为他的功德跟他的力量非常强大，所以他到边界去出巡的时候，自然就会有或是金色或是银色或是铜色，看他自己的德行，有这种轮子在前导，在前面旋转，替他带路。 那到边界的时候，有一些他国的将领看到以后，就会向国王报告。那其他国家的国王只要听到有这个轮子出现，就会来献地投降纳贡，自然就臣服。So, let me continue. The officers on the border of the two countries at the site of the treasure wheel would report it to the king of other country, and the kings of other countries would surrender to the great king of treasure wheel and offer land, treasure, etc. So the treasure wheel is the symbol. It says that a king or a ruler who does not need weapons to shed blood to conquer. 所以这个轮宝就是象征兵不血刃，所向披靡，不必打仗，不必流血，就可以得到大胜利啊。那为什么我们 把佛说法称为转法轮。So now let's go to the term or the expression of Dharma, Buddha's teaching, Buddha's preaching his idea as turning the Dharma wheel. That's because Buddha has a unique teaching of impermanence, no self, dependent arising and emptiness. Those teachings are very powerful, just like invisible weapons or sword, which can cut off vexation of all sentient beings and help all sentient beings gain ultimate peace and happiness. 因为释迦牟尼佛他所说的无常、无我、缘起性空的教理，能够摧破众生的烦恼，就像一个无形的宝剑，能够没有武力就能够破除众生的烦恼，而令众生出离生死苦海，得到涅槃究竟的解脱大乐，所以称佛的说法为转法轮。 Is that clear to you? Thank you. For Chinese people, it's clear, of course. How about the English speaker? So-so. Okay. Accept. Okay. So, I will improve later on. Not无常这样子的道理， What's the importance of impermanence or no self or dependent arising? Can you think of an example? Is that really helped you? Oh, okay. Some people are nodding his head. 到底佛说的无常、无我、缘起性空的道理对我们有什么帮助？Let me give you an example. Last Tuesday, there were a gentleman came here to the CMC, and he told us a story. He said, on those days, their relatives had some problem, some severe problem, and he was quite vexed of that. He thought, oh, this will last forever and ever. And she felt really upset.But then he thought of impermanence. Yeah, he learned the idea of impermanence from some Buddhist books or some friends. And then he let go. That idea persuaded he himself to let go of his vexation. He won't hold the idea of it will last forever.Then he became happy. So soon he became happy. So that's eliminate vexation, because the teaching of impermanence, right?
我给大家一个例子，就是礼拜二有一个西班牙人，他来到这里。他说前一阵子他们亲戚之间呢有很严重的问题，大家吵得很厉害。他非常的烦恼，想，哎呀，这个事情会永远持续下去。所以他是非常不快乐，可是当他想到佛教的教义说无常，这个很快就会变的，因缘是刹那刹那生灭的嘛，所以不必太在意。当他这样子想的话，他放下了，他立刻就快乐起来了，就不会好像要去撞墙啊，活不下去这种感觉就没有了。那人快乐以后，哎，就可以做很多很有意义很好的事情，是不是也不会触恼别人。So that's the power of impermanence. This idea, this teaching comes from Shakyamuni Buddha. No one else had ever told us impermanence, right? You might think, oh, in science or other fields, people also talk about impermanence. But Shakyamuni Buddha was the one who say it.Say impermanence to the utmost or deeply penetrate the phenomena of impermanence. He even said there is no soul, right? Yeah. Everything is constantly changing out of interdependent existence, right? 虽然在科学界或者在其他的领域中，我们也看到也有在讲无常，可是没有一个人像释迦牟尼佛能够把无常看得那么深入那么彻底，甚至佛告诉我们没有灵魂这一回事，是不是？灵魂也是变的，是假象而已。所以这是很深的一个教义，非常的深，我们永远学不完，还要好好不断学。 So the idea of impermanence is really really a profound teaching, very profound, and through our lifetime we will never completely understand it, so we have to keep on going, right? It's really beneficial idea, really good for us. 好，所以我们称佛说法是转法轮。 So if we can keep on learning, we will be free from suffering, free from the attachment of a self. And now let's go to the seventh vow. That's to request the Buddhas to remain in the world. Oh, no, not so soon, I'm sorry. Okay. So I have no PowerPoint for you now. So let's just talk. Just listen to my talk.And now let's continue on this vow. Now let's say why to please Buddha to teach is so important. This is also come from Indian legend. 在佛教的经典有说到，释迦牟尼佛刚成佛的时候，他在菩提树下想到他所证悟的佛法是非常的深入的，一般人烦恼太深重，听不懂也不愿意接受的，所以太难了，所以那个时候他本来是想要直接进入涅槃的，他不想说法。可是在这个时候，梵天王从梵天下降来到佛的面前，请佛转法轮，请佛说法，因为他非常殷勤恳切的祈求，所以佛才开始说法。那如果没有梵天王请法轮，我们这个世界就没有佛法，对不对？那就太可怜了哈。所以这个功德很大，对不对？ Why to please Buddha to teach is so important. This is also from Buddhist Sutra. It says, after Buddha Shakyamuni reached Buddhahood, at first he did not want to preach, did not want to teach his way to help people, because he thought all the sentient beings are so vexed with their own vexation, their own problems, and what he know is so difficult for them to accept. So he might as well just enter the Nirvana and enjoy what he has gained for by himself. He would just enjoy the Nirvana. But the Burma king descended from Burma kingdom, Burma heaven, to kneel down in front of Shakyamuni Buddha and plead him to teach and guide people to gain wisdom and compassion and the way and the method and the concept to gain liberation and ultimate happiness as Buddha he himself has gained. So from this legend we know
It is really meritorious deed to plead Buddha to teach, right? So we thanks to the Brahman king, otherwise we won't be here today. And the Buddha, the world won't have Buddha's teaching. So this is one of the meaning of the importance of pleading Buddha to teach. And also there are another meaning of pleading Buddha to teach in various Buddhist sutras, especially in the Mahayana sutra. We always see in normal condition before Sakyamuni Buddha begin to teach, there will be a unique disciple of the Buddha. He would stand up or kneel down to ask good questions, and then Buddha would start to teach. 情转法轮，另外一层意义是在很多佛教经典，是特别是大圣经典中，我们可以看得到，当释迦牟尼佛他说法之前，总是有一个非常杰出的弟子会带大众前问。他问了问题以后，那佛就很顺当的来说法。那他讲出来以后，大家就有机会来了解很深刻的佛法，能够深受法益。Because Buddha's teaching is so rare and so profound, ordinary people won't know how to ask. 因为有一个很优秀的弟子，所以他知道怎么问。所以在佛教里认为会问问题会请法是一种功德，因为你是为众生请问，佛教有代众生请问这样的一种说法。 Therefore in Buddhist practice we have the idea if you can ask really good questions for other people, that's a great practice. It's a kind of practice. It's a meritorious deed for you andothers, right? Yeah. 所以说，情转法轮，我们虽然没有看到佛在这个地方成佛，可是我们可以修吗？ So, although we don't see any Buddha, any new Buddha right here in this world, but we still can practice this vow, right?And we not only plead Buddha's teach, but also plead masters or some senior practitioners, some experienced practitioners to teach Buddha Dharma, right? 我们不只是请佛转法轮，请一些法师，请一些很好的修行者转法轮，或者不请问问题，这也是非常好的。另外，有人请法，有人问法，会让人家有一种重法的感觉，会让其他人欢喜，而且整个 process 就是很顺。And also, when we ask, we plead a master or senior practitioner, experienced Buddhist to teach, other people would know, how to cherish or to treasure the opportunity to hear this teaching. And it will create more opportunity to benefit people. 所以很重要。其实在释迦牟尼佛住世的时候，你们可能会想到，哎，那时候的人很有福报，老是在听我说法，不是这样。No. You might think people who were born, who were living in the age of Sakyamuni Buddha were really fortunate because they have lots of chance to hear Buddha's teaching. That's not the case actually. 在经中有一个故事说到，你们都知道有一个人叫做几孤独长者，对不对？几孤独长者是什么样一个人呢？他献了一块地，对不对？献了一个园林，盖了一个奇树几孤独园，对不对？
那他常常跟舍利弗尊者在盖房子，设计园林来盖房子啊。那你们会想，哎，他这样子的一个大居士，非常有名的大居士，大概常常在听佛说法哈。可是不是这样子，在阿含经中有一个故事说，几孤独长者要死亡之前呐、啊，重病的时候，有一次阿难尊者去看他，看他不行了，回去就跟舍利弗尊者说：“师兄，哎，这个长者不行了呢，我们一起去看他好不好？”他说：“好，去。”结果舍利弗尊者就为他说法，他听了以后痛哭流涕，哭得很伤心。他们两个吓了一跳，哇，怎么回事？他怎么哭得这么严重？他说他亲近佛20多年，竟然没有听过舍利弗尊者说甚深法。哇，觉得怎么会这样子？他好可怜哦。他听了法不久以后就涅槃。I'd like to tell you a story from Agama Sutra. It says that the great supporter of Shakyamuni Buddha, how to say Jiguru Zangze? Jakata, a great supporter who offered a big a garden for Shakyamuni Buddha, and he did the construction with Sariputta. Sariputta, you know, the name of this Jakata? Or, I don't know. When he was very sick, Ananda went to see him, and then he went back to the monastery to told Sariputta, he is going to die soon, so let's go to talk to him and give him adorance.And the two masters, great disciples of Buddha, went to see this great supporter of Buddha. And Shariputta told the person some dharma. And after this person heard that, he cried. He cried so much, so they got shocked. The two monks got shocked. They asked why he cried.And he replied that he had been following Buddha for more than 20 years, but he had never heard of Sariputta's teaching. So he said he was so sad because of that. This story tells us even people at Buddha's time doesn't always have time, always have the opportunity.To hear the profound teaching. Okay, so we have to know how to plead Buddha or the masters to teach, to tell us. Right? I got it? Okay. Yes. 如果是说，比例说，如果说他比较会问的时候，二十几年他老是在跟舍利弗尊者一起在工作，怎么都没有听过他说法，好奇怪哦。哎，他不会问大概。So I just kind of joke, kind of make a joke. Maybe if he can ask good questions to Sariputta, he would have some more opportunity to hear Sariputta teach Dharma to him, right? Okay.We have to learn. And at the eighth, oh no, 请佛注释，请佛注释。Okay, now this is to request the Buddha to remain in the world. 就是请佛留在这个世间说法。这是刚刚跟那个愿有关的，对不对？佛本来是要入涅槃的嘛，哈。那梵天王请佛注释转法轮，所以才有佛的说法45年。This vow is actually goes with the previous vow, because I say that the Brahma king plead Buddha not to enter Nirvana as soon as he reached Buddhahood to teach his what he has
found to the people, to others, to the sentient beings in this world. So this is very important vow actually. And we know through the lifetimes, or especially when Buddha was getting old, there were lots of disciples ask him to live longer, not to enter the Nirvana so soon. Especially when he was just at the point to enter the Nirvana, all the people, all the disciples know it, would request him to please, please live longer to help all the sentient beings. So, because to enter the Nirvana for a Buddha is a big event, very big event. So everyone pay attention to it. Once the Buddha is not in this world, then we don't have the chance to hear him talk. So it's a great loss of this world. That's why all the disciples, I think, will try their best to persuade Buddha, talk him into stay longer. This vow is from Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. Samantabhadra, because he is such a high practitioner, so he has supernatural power. He can go into different places in the universe to request the Buddhas to remain preaching. But we don't have that supernatural power. We cannot do that. Why we have to practice this vow? 因为普贤菩萨他自己是一个已经有大神通力的菩萨，他可以到宇宙中任何角落，如果有佛乘要入涅槃，就要去可以去请他们久住人间，不要入涅槃。可是我们没有这样的神通，那我们为什么要修这条？你们说说看，为什么 ？Why we have to practice this vow?It has the idea of always think of benefiting sentient beings. 这个主要是修慈悲心，深知佛法的重要，深知佛的伟大，深知希望以佛法来利益众生。所以即使没有办法直接这样子做，但是就是心系众生，但愿我们以后也能这样。所以大家知道他主要的用意是在这样，就是不断的这样子的来加强我们的一种慈悲心，减少我们的一种自我中心的心，自我利益的心。 Because as an ordinary sentient beings we are very self-centered, but this vow help us remain having a compassionate mind to want to help all the sentient beings. And we know Buddha is so great, his teaching is so important, so we constantly want to help sentient beings with Buddha's teaching to help them to gain ultimate happiness. So we have to practice vow as well, and we also hope in the futureLong, long time future, we can do it just like Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. Okay. 那请佛住世以外，我们也要请善知识住世。Besides request the Buddha to live longer, we also have to request great masters or lay practitioners, good great.Experienced lay practitioners to live longer to help us. Let me give some example.
我来举一个例子，在台湾有一个很有名的印顺法师，我常常提到他。他八十岁左右的时候，他有一次重病开刀没成功。那医生要他开第二次刀，他觉得太痛苦，他要放弃，到死。有一个道元长老到医院去劝他，要好好以众生为重。像他这样的人，因为他是一个学问僧， 他的知见非常的深入，对佛法的掌握是非常非常的深入的，是一个宝，这一是一个这个时代的佛法界佛教界的珍宝，一定不能这样子随便就要死。结果呢，他接受了，开了第二次刀，成功了，他多活了20多岁。哎，真的是请善知识注释还是有用，对不对？这样。Let me give this example that there it was a great master in Taiwan when he was about around his 80. When he was about 8 years old, he got very sick and he had an operation. But that wasn't successful. And he did not want to accept the second operation. He wanted to die.At that time, there was another old master. He came to the hospital to talk him into accept a second operation. That operation then succeeded. He accepted to accept it, and that operation succeeded. And he remained living for more than 20 years. So that's the.Function, the effect of persuade or to request a master to live longer, right? Yeah. 所以说还真有用。那像圣严师父呢？ Now let me talk about our own master, the founder of Dharmachal Mountain, our master 圣严。When he was about 60, a lot of people would say, oh, you have to.Take care of your health and live longer. And when he was 70, some people say, please come back after you die, come back to this world. A lot of people say that to him. And when he was around 70, he said, I want to go to the Western Pure Land to stay with Amitabha Buddha. I don't want to come back.And later on, people keep on requesting him again and again. And once an attendant of him said, asked him, will you come back to this world again? He said, no, the universe is so vast. Why I have to come back to this world? No. But finally, the attendant, the same attendant, requests him.Before he really, he passed away. He asked him, will you come back to Dharmachal Mountain again? The master replied, if not coming back to Dharmachal Mountain, where should I go? You understand? Okay. No, now I don't have to speak Chinese, right? You all understand? Okay, just joking. 我说在师父他60岁左右，就很多人就说你要保重身体哈，以众生为重，来注视求缘。到他70岁的时候，他不想再来，他想他死了以后那就要去极乐世界，他累了还要休息休息。那有一个弟子嘛，在他70几岁的时候问他说，哎，师父你离开以后你还会不会再来这个人间？他说我不要。宇宙这么大，我为什么一定要再来这个世界呢？我去别的地方结缘。可是当他真的圆寂之前呢，这个弟子又请问他说：“师父，你以后还会不会来法鼓山呢？”他说：“不去法鼓山要去哪里 ？”OK， so you should be happy, right? Very happy because he is in this world again, and very soon he will be in Dharmachal Mountain.所以大家很高兴哈，我也很高兴，我非常高兴，因为大家一直劝请他再来，所以他很快就会在法鼓山出现，可能现在已经来了也说不定哦，爸爸妈妈抱着他去看法鼓山，已经可能。Yeah, maybe he is a little baby and his parents took him to Dharmachal Mountain already, right? So very soon we will see him appear here. So that's the power.The benefit or the
the result of pleading or request of master to live in this world, okay, or to come back to this world. Thus this practice, 请佛住持。那你说那没有那么多圣严法师，那我请谁住持？你想想看有没有？有没有？ But there are not so many Master Sheng Yan. To whom would you request him to live or to come back to this world again? What would you do to practice vow? 想想看 What you can do?Anyway, we recite it every day, right? For many people, many Buddhists, they do it. And it's also similar to the previous vow, just have the compassionate mind to help to liberate Buddha or to help sentient beings to gain ultimate happiness through Buddha's teaching.Just the same idea as the previous vow. 所以这条愿其实跟第六条那种经常想念众生的悲苦，而希望佛法能够利济众生，使他们能够彻底拔除痛苦，是同样的意义，有同样的一个精髓在的。在大圣起信论，我现在进入第八条，接着行我讲到，在大圣起信论中有把这十大愿做一个层次上的区别，有说到，譬如说礼敬诸佛，称赞如来，广修供养，忏悔业障，随喜功德，跟回向功德回向，这些愿呢，能够帮助我们很平凡的初心。学佛的人减少业障，而且增长我们的慈悲心跟功德力，这些是算是一种易行道。那当我们易行道有一点基础以后，我们要修难行道会更容易。哪一条是难行道呢？第八条，常随魔学是难行道。Now I'm going to talk about the eighth vow, that's to follow the teachings of the Buddha at all times. There is a Buddhist book with the title of the Sestra of Rising Faith in Mahayana. You know this Sestra?The Sestra of the Great Awakening, awakening faith to Mahayana, right? Yeah, it says that if we practice to respect Buddha and to praise Buddha, or to making offerings to the Buddhas and all sentient beings, and do repentance, rejoice.Merits of others and transfer our own merits to all sentient beings again and again, then we will purify our own karmic obstructions and we'll have some merits. Then when we go to a deeper practice, then it will be easier. What's the deeper or harder practice of aordinary Buddhist? That's the eighth vow, 常随佛学, to follow the teachings of the Buddhas at all times. This is a difficult one. 那佛做了什么呢？释迦牟尼佛他做什么？他是以大悲心行六度万行而成佛的，所以我们也要学习佛的大悲心，佛的行六度万行。 Because all the Buddhas, with their compassionate mind, they practice the six paramitas to achieve Buddhahood. So as a Buddhist follower, we also want to learn from old Buddhas. So we have to practice the six paramitas. 这个是什么呢？六度万行是什么？ What's the six paramitas? I believe that many of you already know it, right? Or heard of it, right? 应该很多人都听过六度万行，或者是已经熟悉了，对不对？那这个就是圣严师父说的，学佛要有大信心、大愿心、大精进心跟出离心。In other words, to practice the six paramitas should have the great faith, great vow, great diligence, and the mind of non-attachment. Non-attachment to the worldly things. That's our master's teaching. So what's the six paramitas? Let me give you some explanations.什么是六度法门？我们现在做一个简单的介绍，就是布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、般若。So the six paramitas, including offerings, upholding precepts, tolerance and forbearance. That's to tolerate all sufferings. And then that's diligence.Samadhi or mental concentration. This is the last one is prajna or wisdom. Is there anybody never heard of this before? 有没有人是第一次听到这个六度的？ Are you, if this is the first time you hear about six paramita, please raise your hand. 第一次听到请举手。只有三个人啊，四个。五个、六个、七个 ，All the English speakers know that, right? Very, very good. But I think we need to get familiar with it again and again and again, right? So I might do some explanation here now. 因为这是很深法的，我们还是应该再复习、再复习、再复习，对不对？那第一个布施，布施对一个大乘佛教徒是最最重要的法门。To give offerings is the most important thing we have to do as a Buddhist Mahayana Buddhist practitioners. 布施是什么呢？就是财施、法施、无畏施，主要是这个三个内容。So we can categorize offering into three types. That's wealth, offering dharma, or offering no fear. 什么是财施呢？财施当然就是具体的东西。To give wealth means you give material things to others and to offer dharma means you offer not only Buddha's teaching but also ideas, knowledge, skills or whatever you know others don't know. That's 法师, that's offering dharma. And 无畏施means you give people the sense of safety.Because of your kindness, or because of your help. 这个无畏施就是说，你给众生一种没有恐惧、安全的感觉，因为你的慈悲、你的帮助使他有安全感的意思。在佛教中有一个大菩萨，我们说是施无畏者，特别称他为施无畏者是谁？观世音菩萨，对不对？其实所有的大菩萨都是施无畏者啦。观世音菩萨，因为我们说他是千手千眼啊，千手护持千眼照见，所以这样子讲。Actually, in Buddhism, all the great bodhisattvas are the person who give sentient beings no fear, offer them no fear. Whenever or whatever we need help, we just pray for them and they will help us. So we won't feel, how to say that, threatened by the hardship. We will have the feeling of peace or safety. 那布施其实很容易做，在六度中最容易做的就是布施。Actually, to give offering is the easiest thing to do. Everyone can do it. You agree? 同意吗？每一个人都有很多很多东西布施。Everyone has a lot of things to offer to other people, right? Yes. You can offer anything. Yeah, just like offer a smile is also offering, right? Offering kindness, offering a tender heart, or offering some, maybe cost nothing, but can be really, really helpful for somebody, right? Yeah, it actually is not hard. Once you have the mind to do it, it's very easy. You can do it all the time through your days. Do it, practice this all the time. 整天你都可以做的，随时随地。你们想得到吗？是这样的，随时随地给人帮忙。就像圣严师父他说，逢人面带笑，身心常放松，呀，就是给人家一种欢喜感也好嘛，对不对？欢喜心也好嘛，哈。哎呀 ，just like Master Sun Yan would say, relax all the time, relax your body and mind, and wearing a smile all the time to give people the feeling of happy, or just make them happy because you are happy, because you have a smile all the time.Right? So it's the most important and the easiest thing to do, so it's placed on the first position. 因为是最容易做，也是最重要的，所以把它放在六度的第一条。像社会关系也可以拿来布施的。我们知道哪里有好，有什么人可以帮助你，也就是一种我们的社会关系。告诉人家也是一种布施。Let me add one more point. That whenever I know who can help you, then I tell you. That's also kind of help, big offering, right? Yes, it's also a very important practice.然后这个第二条持戒 The second parameter is uphold precepts. What's the precepts? That's the five precepts, the eight precepts, and for the lay practitioner, bodhisattva precepts is very, very important also. The most basic ones are the five precepts. You know what's the five precepts?佛教的戒律中主要是有五戒啊八戒，这个在这种来讲五戒八戒，另外很重要就是菩萨戒。那什么是五戒呢？不杀生，不偷盗，不邪淫，不妄语，不饮酒，对不对？ Yeah, the basic five precepts are no killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct, no lie, right?And no alcohol or toxic substance, right? So, 五戒除第五戒的不饮酒，其实是包括一些的毒品、麻醉品都不可以。在佛教，讲的五戒其实最主要是第一戒的不杀生，其实主要是不杀人，不杀人跟不杀高级动物。但是你说我杀了一些小虫、小蚂蚁。那个是纤维很多很多，
但是如果真的要把这条戒持得很好，就像出家人，他们连虫，水里有一点点虫，都一定要把那个虫救起来以后才热水。Actually, the first precept, no killing refers to not kill people and animals like cattle or things like that. If we harm some ants or insects, that's not that severe. But in order to be really compassionate to all sentient beings,if possible, in Buddha's teaching, we encourage everyone to be very careful, really compassionate to every life, even if it's an ant or just a very little thing. Okay. And we'll just skip 八戒，八戒我把它跳过好了，我想先谈菩萨戒。菩萨戒。Now I'd like to go over the Bodhisattva precepts. 菩萨戒是心戒，而且是很深的、很高的戒。The Bodhisattva precepts is very high, very, very profound precepts actually. It's not easy, but we have to try our best to do it. 菩萨戒其实最重的戒，你们说是什么戒？What's the most important precept of the Bodhisattva precepts? You know what? What one? Huh? 退失菩提心 Right. That's the grace, as regrace, right? The regrace the mind of Bodhi. Give up Bodhi mind is the most.Severe condition of against this precept. 为什么说这条戒呢是最重要的呢？你们想想看是什么原因？ Yeah, basic precept. 因为 yes.
Can you say embrace the Bodhi mind?
Regrace. Forgive.If you give up the vow to deliver all sentient beings, that's regret Bodhi mind.
Regret
what? Regret. I'm sorry. Bad English problem.
Right. Bodhi mind is a good thing, isn't it?
Right.
To try to have Bodhi.
That's right. That's the most important.
Right. Okay.
Right. If you say, you tell yourself, no, I don't want.Have this Bodhi mind any longer. That's the most severe problem. The breaking of the precept, the most severe condition of breaking this Bodhisattva precept.
Right, so the precept is to embrace and give rise to the Bodhi.
That's right. That's the most important.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, I have to improve my English.Later on, I will improve because this is the first time. Okay. Anyone want to ask another question? Is that clear? Okay. So, because if you have Bodhi mind, then you have the power to do all the deeds that's related to.Mahayana practice, right? 如果你有菩提心，你才有那个前导力去从事所有大乘佛教徒该做的事情。所以，退失菩提心是极重戒，对菩萨戒来讲是最最重的戒。那菩萨戒还有一个特色，很有意思的一个特色就是，永远的会进未来境。我们五戒是不杀盗淫妄酒，对不对？但是如果是很高的持守菩萨戒，是要破这个的。 是你要能杀生，能偷盗，能邪淫，能妄语，能饮酒，只有做到这样。但是他佛教界，佛教也没有说强迫我们做不到人要去做啦，这是慢慢引导，慢慢引导。One of the unique feature of Bodhisattva precept is that as the basic precept, the five precepts, we must observe.Or we must follow the rules of no killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct, no stealing, and no alcohol and no lying. But when we are upholding the Bodhisattva precept really well, we might achieve the level of killing, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct or sexual conduct or lying or alcohol, taking alcohol as a deed to help others. But in Buddha's teaching, if we are not that powerful to do so, then no one would force you to do it.Can anyone help me? Yes?
Are you saying that at the Bodhisattva level, the basic precepts might in fact be broken if they're being broken in order to help and convene?
That's right. The basic Buddhist precepts are that five ones, right?
Right.
But at the level of a great Bodhisattva,You might be able to kill because you want to help, you're compassionate to help to save others' life.
Right. Well, for example, I mean,
yes.
I think even a very mildly practitioner like me, there are times in life when you might want to tell a lot.
Mm-hmm,
if somebody is asking you for information,
mm-hmm.
and you know that if you give them the information, they're going to use that information to hurt other people.
Right.
Don't give them the information. You know, you might want to lie.
That's right. Yeah. And sometimes you might even kill people because you are very compassionate to save others.
Right. If somebody's about to...blow up a school bus full of young kids.
Right.
You might decide that you should kill that person to prevent that person from killing all the school kids.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, even you kill, that's upholding Bodhisattva precept.
Right. It's the motivation.
Yeah, the motivation.
That's important.
That's the most important thing.
Thank you.
Stealing.Because
who kills in order to save others, it is a karma for that person.
Right, it's still karma. But if you are really compassionate to others, you might want to kill this person to save other people. Because if you kill others, he will fall down to the hell. He will suffer a lot. I want to help them to the hell, to save...this person from being falling down to hell, and I want to save others' life. Yeah, that's Bodhisattva. That's holding Bodhisattva precept. And if there are some, in ancient times, some kings or some officers might take lots of property from their subjects,And if a Bodhisattva, he has the power to take it back, to steal from that king or those officers, that's great merit. That's holding Bodhisattva precepts. That's the Buddhist idea. Right? Okay. Yeah. That's it. Thank you for your help. Okay. So through your asking,
I can talk clear. Thank you. It's important for your help. I appreciate. Okay, now let's go. Any other questions from the Chinese speaking people? Email. Her question is that I can sacrifice myself to get that bad karma because of killing or stealing, and but let's try. He has that idea. He or she has that idea. But because he is so compassionate, his merit will be far more than his bad karma. It will be far more effective than the bad karma. Yeah. Okay. Good question. Okay, so anyway, precept is very important. Sometimes people just want to make offerings, but they don't want to keep precepts. But that's not good enough. So better to uphold the basic, at least, basic five precepts. 有些人只是想要布施供养，可是他不愿意持守五戒，这个他自己本身还是要承受很多违戒的、违反戒律、违反世间的道德的一个后果，是不清净的。所以学佛以后就是必须要去持守五戒，虽然是有一些牺牲，呀，有一些不顺遂，可是还是要尽量去做。Sometimes because we want to uphold five precepts, we might need to sacrifice some welfare, but as long as you want to be a good practitioner, we have to uphold the five precepts. Yeah, try our best to do it. Otherwise, we would generate bad karma, and we will be affected by those bad karma as well. 好，再下来自谈忍辱。The third paramita is tolerance or forbearance.And it also has other meaning. That's a clear understanding of correct dharma. So this one has two different meanings. One is to tolerate hardships. The other one is to have a deep or profound understanding of dharma. That can help you to go up, to go better into your practice.And achieve higher goal. 忍辱，这个是在我们的生命中会有相当多的打击、挫折、困扰、伤害、毁谤的事件，或者是身体的问题，或者是个人心理的问题。那怎么样去忍受它？怎么去承受它？怎么去转化它？这是一个很大的学问。也是一个很好、很深、很要需要修养的功夫，这也是只有人做得到。人的忍辱心、忍辱的潜能是最大的，所以能够修行，能够成佛。This is another very important deed for us to cultivate, because we all know in our life we have to encounter various kinds of different difficulties like.People's hurting, attack, or pain from our body or our mind or all kinds of sufferings. And how do we cooperate with those conditions, or how do we go through those unfavored conditions? It's a really need to learn. It's what we really need to learn and to practice. And also in Buddhist teachings, in Buddhist sutra, it says human beings are the beings who has the profound ability to practice this tolerance. So we can practice Buddha Dhamma and we can reach Buddhahood. So it's really, really important. 在佛经讲，其他众生即使是天界的生物啊，他们都没有这种人类的一种忍辱的可能性。人的，所以这个忍辱跟毅力是有很深的关系的。人有这样子的毅力，所以他能够修行到成佛的境地。所以说人生难得，哎，因为我们有这样的一个特性。Because we have the potential to cultivate this seed, so we can reach Buddhahood. That's why in Buddha sutras, it tells us it's really precious to, it really, how to say that, rare to have a human being's form. So we have to cherish our being a human being.我们再看看人为了要成就一件事情呢，他常常可以牺牲很多很多自己的快乐、自己的利益、自己喜欢的东西，而去坚持不断的去付出、去追求、去奉献、去学习、去成长。但是其他的动物虽然灵性也很高，其实动物也是蛮有灵性的，对不对？可是他没有这样子的一种办法。比如说一只狗来讲，一只狗来讲，你要给他现实的利益，他才愿意去做一件你希望他做的事情，是不是？但是人就不一定了，你不要给他，你不必给他现实的利益，他还是愿意去做一些有意义的事情，是不是？ Yeah, we all know other animals or animal state mind also has intelligence. They are very clear, very clever, but only human beings who have that perseverance to stand long to suffer lost or to adjust themselves to give up their own interest to benefit others or to pursue a higher goal for themselves or for others. Just like if you tell a dog, you get that ball back to me and I will give you a break, he might do it, right? But if you tell the girl, you fetch that ball back to me and I will give you a break tomorrow, he might not want to do it, right? 如果你告诉一只狗说，他有的狗会听话嘛，说你把狗捡回来给你一个面包吃，他就会捡。如果你跟狗说你去捡包捡面捡那个球回来，我明天给你一块面包，他可能就不干了，对不对？可是人呢，他为了以后长大要当医生，一个小孩也许他可能十岁就开始发愿他要当医生，他可能到三十岁才当医生也说不定。那这二十年的时间他要做很多牺牲，是不是？你要打球去玩去爬山去舞会，他就不能去了，他要读书，他要读充实很多东西，是不是？到三十岁他当了医生。修行佛法也是一样，我可能要牺牲掉很多很多的东西，但是我很清楚我就是要这样子，到最后我就能够成功。 and if a person he wants to be a doctor in the future, he might spend a lot of time, 20 years or something. He has to study a lot of different things. He has to give up parties or shoppings or dancings or a lot of recreations. And he has to study really hard. He sacrificed himself. And then after 20 years, he becomes a doctor, right? So that's the 这是一种人类的高贵性。How to say 高贵性 ？That's the one of the unique characters of being a human being, right? So to practice Buddha's teaching, we have to sacrifice a lot of things sometimes, but we persevere, we keep going on and on and on, then we achieve our goal. 也是一样的道理。
Any questions again? Or anything that's not really clear, you want to make me clarify or make me be more clear to help others? Please. I need help.
No? Then can we continue?
How? Okay.
另外一种忍住，这其实就是说，这不是说一种忍受什么痛苦，就是谛察法忍，这个忍就是有一种 uphold 的意思。The other meaning of this vow is to uphold the teaching of Buddha, because as a beginner, we are not so profound in our practice and we don't know so clearly about the Buddha's teaching. But through hearing, thinking and practice again and again and again, we understand and can practice better and better of the Buddha's teaching in our daily lives all the time. So this is also very, very important. We have to do it. To ponder, to think of it again and again. If I am doing better, if I'm hearing more and understand better about Buddha's teaching and is doing more, is adjusting my own feet and to be more correct or to be a better person. So now let's go on to the fourth one. 现在我们谈六度法门的第四条是精进。The fourth parameter is to be diligent or persevere, right? 好，精进呢？精进不已是还是能够成就事情的方法。如果是三天打鱼四天晒网，什么事都不能成就，对不对？So we have to keep going on and on for a long, long time. And how can we be diligent in practice? We have to know and we have to have a happy mind or happy feeling, or we have to rest sometimes when it's time to rest. Otherwise, we cannot go for long. 要精进必须要对佛法能够有比较深的了解一些，或者是要有一种欢喜喜欢学习佛法的心，还应该要有适当的休息，累的应该休息的时候要休息这都是必须要学习的哈，才能够精进不已。那有些人呢，他刚开始学佛的时候，他对佛法是不认识的，没有什么基础嘛哈，刚开始来到寺院中，但是他有一种欢喜的感觉，他也许没有很深的理解，可是就是凭感觉，欢喜就好，就是因为带着这样的欢喜心，所以他常常来，那慢慢他对佛法慢慢深入，这也是一种人，这种人是比较是信增上信行人。但是有一种人呢，他是比较喜欢了解，比较喜欢听，比较喜欢读，比较喜欢思考，所以比较有一种圣解力。那休息是大家都需要，累的时候也是要适当的休息啦。There are different kinds of people in the learning Buddhism. Some people might not knowing so much about Buddha's teaching, but once they come to a temple or center of Buddhism, they just feel happy
and they come again and again. They don't really want to learn Buddha's teaching, or they don't have the habit to read. They don't like to read Buddha's text. Yeah, but through coming again and again, eventually they learned a lot from doing house from chores in the centers or volunteer work or joint practice there. But some people are different. They like to hear ideas, or they like to read Buddhist text, and they learn a lot of ideas from Buddhist teachings. So people have different character, and so their ways of learning Buddha Dharma might be slightly different or big difference. Yeah. But anyway, we have to generate the mind of happiness, the feeling of happiness, and if possible, trying to learn more can help us really keep going. I'm sorry. And if we are really tired, we must take some rest. Otherwise, we won't. We will be exhausted, and we won't be able to keep going on. But Master Sheng Yan emphasized Bodhi mind here once again. He said, once we have a very strong Bodhi mind, we can keep going, and we can be very diligent. 师父说，只要能够提起菩提心，就会有精进心。有这样子一种菩提心呢、啊，事实上就能够让我们无坚不摧、无难不克、无往不利。有菩提心，即使再大的困难，你都能够克服。所以菩提心还是最重要。师父相当的重视菩提心。Again, I like to remind you that Master Sheng Yan emphasized the importance of Bodhi mind here. Again, he said once you have a very strong Bodhi mind, you can keep going, although there are great difficulties in front of you. Once you have the power, the mind of Bodhicitta, you have great power to overcome any difficulties in front of you, and that you can obtain great result. So Bodhi mind is really important once again. 那下面再谈禅定 Samadhi. 。We all know as an ordinary person, we all have a lot of wandering thoughts, right? And sometimes we think of our families or businesses in our daily lives and got caught, become vexed or become too worried about certain people or certain things. That happens all the time to everyone. But how can we be better when we encounter those things? 在日常生活中啊，我们有时候会常常过分的担忧某一些人，或者过分想念某一些人，或者是说太烦恼某一些事情，常常有很多的妄想杂念。那有时候就因此这样子呢，非常不开心，甚至影响到自己的身体健康。怎么样去改善这种情况？佛教有办法，就是禅定。禅定，那禅定是不是就是打坐呢？不一定，定的方法很多。打坐当然有它的好处了，打坐能够让我们身体也比较健康，好处相当的多。但是一个很简单的方法，就像我们刚刚讲的一种观念的引导，其实也是一种帮助我们定的方法，是不是？比如说刚刚讲的 impermanence, no self 也是。 So
actually there are various ways to cultivate samadhi or mental concentration. Sometimes we are just we got too occupied by some idea related to certain people or certain things. And once we have the idea of impermanence or no self, correspondence arising, then we change. We can adjust our idea immediately. That's also a very good way of practice concentration, right? Or to help us have a more healthier or more balanced mind setting, right? Of course, to do meditation is a very good way to practice concentration, because that method, the postures and the method you use when you do meditation are really beneficial, very, very helpful. But now I'm not going to go through all the details of teaching meditation. Okay? If you are interested in meditation, please come to the center. We have meditation class and we have group practice.如果大家有兴趣可以多打坐，我现在并不详细去谈禅定，但是在佛教讲的，在有一些经典中我们可以看到，特别是小圣的一些经典，基础的一些阿含部的经典，主要禅定主要的目的就是要让我们能够很清楚的去做一些事情，特别是要开发智慧也是需要禅定的，要修般若，要拔除自我中心，也是需要禅定，或者什么都不行。So if we have a unfocused mind, we cannot achieve anything. So the more we can focus our mind, the more we can accomplish. Even we want to practice, we want to have prajna, we have to have some focused mind, otherwise it won't fulfill, even you won't fulfill the goal. Okay, now let's go on to the last paramita, that's prajna or wisdom. Is here we say all six paramitas should be led by wisdom. Everything you do, you must do it wisely. If you do it stupid, that will create trouble for yourself and others, right? So wisdom is really, really important. And it's very strongly emphasized in Buddha's teaching.
在佛教中呢是非常重智慧的，有谈到我们做任何事或是修前面的任何一度法门呢、都必须要有智慧，如果做了很愚蠢的话，一定是会为自己为别人带来困扰。你布施也是要智慧，你持戒要智慧，做什么事都要智慧。但是佛教的智慧还有另外一个特殊的意义，把它称为 prajna， 其实就是没有自我中心的意思，又称为无我慧，一种是一般的智慧，一种是称为无我慧。这样子一种无我慧的修成，一定是要透过佛法，透过佛教的道理跟佛教的修行方法才可能成就的。
There is another type of wisdom we call prajna in BuddhismPrajna means without self-attachment or without an ego. Once we eliminate ego, then we can achieve ultimate happiness. If we want to achieve this goal, we have to learn more of Buddha's teaching, the ideas, and we have to practice through some method.Otherwise, we will not achieve this goal. It will be very, very difficult for us to achieve the goal. he calmly appeared to tell me it's time to stop. Okay. Thank you. That's almost the material I would like to how to say convey to train
to cover
to cover for today convey. Is that a good word? No.
Cover
is better, right?
Cover
is fine. Convey is not a good word?
No, convey is good too. It means something a little different. You're trying to convey information to us. You're giving us information. That's conveying information.
Okay.
Cover means you covered everything that you wanted to. You gave
okay.
all the information you intended.
Okay. Thank you. I need to learn English.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
Doing fine, right? How much grade it will give me? 60. Pass. Okay. This pass. Okay. Thank you. That's my struggle. The first struggle. Okay. I hope next time I can go do even a little bit better. I will improve little by little, right? Through your help. Thank you. And we have 3 more minutes to have a Q&A session. Q&A session. Anyone has questions or want to say something? Yes.
What's the connection to vowels?
Oh yeah. The 6 parameters are under the vowel of want to learn from Buddha, right?
Are they vowel?
No. The 6 vowel is to follow the teachings of the Buddhas at all times, and because the Buddhas, they themselves practice the 6 paramitas to attain Buddhahood. What they do are the 6 paramitas. So I vow to follow maybe teaching here is not a very good word. If to follow the deed of the Buddha at all times, probably better, right? It won't confuse you.
Of the deed?
Right. Or the practice. To follow the practice of the Buddha at all times.
Right.
Maybe better. Thank you for bringing it up. Then you know it, right? You know the connection of Mao and the 6 paramitas. If I change this the word teaching into practice, it should be even clearer. No? You don't know? Okay.
I don't know that from a Mao, like we say that a children, but a paramita and a method, how can we go to be the achievement?
Vow is like set up my mind, I want to do so and so, right? And to do the 6 parameters are just really take action. One is idea, one is action. Vow goes first and then the 6 parameters follow, right? Okay? Now you understand, good. Any other people have any questions? People who sit in the back, I'd like to hear your sound. Your voice, right?
Okay.
Your voice. Anybody want to say anything? No? Okay. This gentleman.
Just a comment.
Would you like to stand up? Let me see you.
see your face.
Rajas.
On the previous one where it says
Prajna,
it says everything is led by wisdom.
Yes.
But the first five, when you cultivate it, it leads to the wisdom.
Okay, the inference.
Is that maybe an English, when you translate it, a little off?
The English translation is
a vocal. But it says Prajna, on the previous slide it says led by wisdom.
Okay. The previous slide?
Number six.
Or Prajna or wisdom.
Yeah,
now
it says
it should be led by
wisdom. But isn't there a cultivation of the five that leads to the wisdom? So just together, all of them help to cultivate the wisdom. And not that the six, not that all five is led by the wisdom.
Fine. Let me explain it. Okay. So you want to help me? Please, your name, please.
Okay. 因为我的那个六度以智为早，当初这是英顺法长老的禅师法师教我的，那现在才看到成佛之道的英文版，对，晚一点。
OK， 你说。
所以，事实上，如果正确的翻译哈，英顺长老他的英文版是这样子翻译、：The reason why the English translation so obvious, I didn't read the English translation.Why I wrote the slide. She says the Prajna Paramita is nobly superior because all liberation relies on it and all Buddha come from it. So I think that's a much better translation than I did for Bashi. Sorry about that.
Yes, please.
I don't think that you can't practice Prajna until you've gone through the other five.
Yeah.
My understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is not, the six parameters don't have to be gone through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's right. Exactly.
And you can practice them all the time, and you should be trying to. Anytime you read a sutra, you're practicing Prajna, aren't you? Or at least trying to. You're trying to learn what the Dharma is. Now, you've got to start somewhere. So start right now. You can start. And that's the practice of the six parameters. And of course, you won't get it right away. It takes a while. You have to do everything. And so but the more you get, the more you improve at each of them, the more it helps you with all of them. You understand? So don't think that it has to be
one by one.
It has to be one by one.
It doesn't
have to be one by one.
That's right. Exactly. Very good. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, it's a good point too. Yeah, but we have to practice. We have to learn more. Otherwise, we got overwhelmed by our own vexations. Yeah, from life before, right? From long lives ago, we all have our habitual tendency, which probably not so good. So we have to learn. We have to practice. Yeah, again and again and again.
But it's a very good point. Okay, so now I have to stop here because they want me to stop. This afternoon, we have other activities. Okay, so you're welcome. You're welcome to join the afternoon's activity. So where you come next week?